If you would be bold enough tonight, if you are dealing with fear, I just want to say this real quick. If you're dealing with fear, or you're worried, or you feel like there's something, you feel mediocre, and you're afraid at all, would you be bold enough to lift up your hands so that one of our leaders can come and pray for you tonight? We have leaders, just look around the room. Lift up your hands. Be bold enough to look around the room. Be bold enough to lift up your hand. Leaders, you know who you are. Just go begin to pray for them. Go begin to pray for them. Go pray for them. Thank you. Let's lift up your hand. We believe God wants to rescue you tonight. We believe God wants to heal you tonight. We believe God wants to restore you tonight. If somebody's not praying for you, just come up to the front and I'll pray for you. Or come offer yourself to the Lord. Let's keep worshiping. Let's keep worshiping. Keep pressing in. Keep pressing in. This is where the body prays for one another. I believe God still wants to do more. And I believe God still wants to do more tomorrow, as does He want to do more tonight. I want to dismiss you and to tell you that I love you, and this the people of this ministry, we love you, and the leaders here love you. And if anything offended you tonight, I want you to know I love you. And I want to encourage you that we are here for you. We are part of God's body. We're part of the boat. We're here every Thursday night. And if you're in junior high, we're here every Wednesday night. And we're here for you. We love you. We believe in you. I want to encourage you, no matter what you're going through, no matter what circumstance or situation you're in, whether you're going to leave the state or you're going to stay here, or whether something tough in your life is happening, stay in the boat. Stay in God's family. Stay in God's presence. Stay at His feet. If you're afraid, you might be shipping off to somewhere, and you might be going to college somewhere or something, find His local church so you can come and submit yourself to somebody that you can trust. We love you. We bless you. We could do this all night long. We're going to dismiss and let the worship team kind of wrap up. And what I want to do is I want to encourage all of our 412 and 310 leaders just to kind of come down to the front and just make yourselves available, so that if anybody here, you have more things you want prayer for, or you want to talk about something, you just want counsel, wisdom, you need to get baptized in the Holy Spirit with the edification of speaking in tongues, anything you need and you want somebody to pray for you, we're here. We want to be with one another and talk to one another and pray for one another. Amen. So once again, make yourselves available. We love you. And I hope to see you next Thursday. I hope to see you Sunday at the leadership meeting. Be blessed. Let me pray for you real quick. Would you lift up your hands or some way to just receive? Father God, I thank you for your people. I thank you for your body. I thank you for your church. I thank you for this young generation that was chosen by you, a holy priesthood, God. Men and women that were chosen and called by you, Father. I pray you bless them. I pray you protect them. I pray you rebuke the devourer on their behalf, the one who would try to come to kill, steal, and destroy. I pray you'd guard their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, that the peace of God would rule everything that goes in their mind and in their heart, Lord. That they would learn how to follow you and walk with you. I pray that their times with you would be full of life and full of joy and full of your presence, Father. That they would know you, God. I pray that for fear and any rejection, I pray you'd heal your people of anything that would try to hold them down and resist them, Father. I pray you bless them, strengthen them, knit them. And until we meet again, Father, I pray that you would just continue to do a work in their hearts, that they would know you more intimately, that they would dwell in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hey, this is where you belong. In His presence, at His feet, and with one another. We love you. Be blessed.